This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we are 58 years of service to our clients and community. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we welcome you, the rich, the only listener, to our family, because relationships matter to all of us. We are Cherry Hill Volvo.
I imagine today is a very good day for the Trump campaign, and here to discuss with me this morning, Aaron Perini is Director of Press Communications for President Trump's reelection campaign. Hey, Aaron, good morning, and welcome to Philadelphia.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I guess you're feeling good today. The president, I thought, had an outstanding debate last night.
He did. The president was on top of his game yesterday, really taking to task Joe Biden's 47 years of failure versus President Trump's 47 months of really putting the American people first. He had the policies there. He was substantive, and he was so strong against Joe Biden. It was an absolutely great performance by the president last night.
Now, how do we use this? How do you use this then to go forward in the next week and make the closing argument? I mean, Joe Biden said a lot of things last night that weren't true, like he doesn't want to ban fracking, for example, which I know the people in Pennsylvania, they need to get the truth about that.
Well, yeah, this is our get out the vote effort right now. It's our job in these closing days of the campaign to push the facts out there and to be fighting for the president and to make sure that in states like Pennsylvania, you know, Joe said, put the video on your website. Well, we did very quickly after he said that yesterday about fracking, because he has said he wants to eliminate fracking. And in Pennsylvania, obviously, that's a huge deal, and that's a lot of the job. And it's important that we get that out there. So we have a grassroots army to do that. We're making phone calls, knocking doors, making sure we get voters out for President Trump.
Aaron, the media obviously is very, very tough on the president. They've been going after him big time, and they're still talking about this Leslie Stahl interview that the president had with 60 Minutes. I watched it. I don't think it was that. I mean, he walked out at the end of the interview. They make it seem like he threw Leslie Stahl out of the White House. I thought it was fine, the exchange.
Yeah, and that's why the president put it out, because the media was trying to spin up lies and drama about what had happened in that interview and about how the president handled it and what his answers were, right? To give them the access to try and slice and dice the president's words wasn't going to work. So the president pushed back, released the interview, and the American people see that, you know, 60 Minutes was wrong on this.
Yeah, no, good. I thought it was, obviously she's not fair. There's no doubt about that, but he held his own. They talked for like almost 40 minutes, I think. But I literally was expecting the president to grab Leslie Stahl or have the Secret Service, like, knock her down to the ground or something like that. I watched it. I went, that's it? You know, but it's smart, though, because people will watch it. And I think that he did a fine job with Leslie Stahl. He did a good job with her.
Absolutely. Here's the thing. He's not afraid to take any interview. And this is just another contrast point with Joe Biden, who hides in his basement and only takes softball interviews and gets questions like, what's your favorite kind of ice cream? President Trump's not afraid. And he's certainly not going to let this biased media try and spin lies about him as he's out there fighting for the American people. He's not going to stand for it. And, you know, he always does well in interviews. And this is just another one.
Aaron, today a lot of people who don't support the president are saying, well, regardless of his debate performance, he's out of time. Millions of people have already voted, and there's just no time now. How do you respond to that?
Well, that's not the case, because those who are generally early voting at this point are more likely to be Democrats. Most of our voters are going to come out on Election Day. So that's where that grassroots army, that push to make sure we get out the vote, happens. And however people vote, we know that Joe Biden doesn't have the enthusiasm. We know that we're polling better now than we were at the same point in 2016. And so that's what you're going to see again right now. There's no better closer in presidential history than President Trump.
You make a great point, though, about early voting and who's coming out for early voting. When we're thinking about those uncommitted voters that, in places like Pennsylvania, for example, I imagine that they're going to be the ones who break late. And I also imagine that last night's debate is going to mean a lot to them.
Absolutely. When we're in these closing days, this final closing argument, they saw President Trump yesterday and they saw him at his best, strong and in command of the facts and ready to push back on Joe Biden, who, again, just showed how radical he is. If it's getting rid of fracking jobs, if it's getting rid of the entire energy industry as we know it, it's clear Joe Biden's going toward the Green New Deal. Whether it's allowing for socialized medicine, taking away your private health insurance, Joe Biden admitted yesterday that he wants to allow for the public option. And study after study has shown the public option would crowd out private insurance. So in Pennsylvania, you would say goodbye to your private insurance and probably your job as well because of Joe Biden. So we're going to make that closing argument, and voters will see that.
Yeah, and I also think, too, that the point of the president wanting to keep the economy open and learning to live with it in the sense of keeping people safe but keeping the economy open, Aaron Perini, I think there's a lot of small business owners that are terrified of another lockdown, terrified of it.
Absolutely, because how can big businesses, you know, your big corporations like your Targets and your Walmarts be able to be open, but you can't let your small businesses be open? That doesn't make sense, and that's not how this country works. People have the right to choose in this country how they engage. They're welcome to stay home, they're welcome to order out, or they're welcome to go into these small businesses and support them. But the president's right. We can't let the cure be worse than the disease itself, and that means we have to get out. And the president mentioned it last night. The suicides, the overdoses, the violence at home. Having schools closed right now, that most of the abuse cases that are reported for home domestic abuse are done so by teachers at school. There's really a danger that exists across the board to keeping the country shut down. The president wants us to be able to be safe and smart at the same time.
Aaron Perini, Director of Press Communications for the President's Re-election Campaign. Hey, thanks so much for making time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.